Now, as I said, a special one-hour documentary will be going out from 9 to 10 tomorrow morning. Presentation, Sisters Dingle. Dina de Dia, Mary Carey Glavery is with me to talk about it. Mary, good morning to you and thanks for talking to us this morning. You have a clip for us, I think, to play at the start. Is that right?
Yes, Jerry, talk clip again. So, Jerry O'Coran, a kind between Sister Brendan, August Sister Devlin, Osquelga, August Osperla, Kionawan Osperla, August Kionella Osquelga.
Anisha Tommy is Egg Oig and Sister Brendan McGilligot, August Vishi Egmona Mavahar, August Vim Mavahar, on a Canule area, or Vishi on the Diasis Naposti Bukta, a V. Sakloriganom, or is Inian Iskra, Imavar, August Vini Bukta, Vionto Eganom, like you know, August Vin the Menorial to show on a Das. Be actually going to kind my older Sister Brendan, or Akatus Sister Brendan, and Novan would be a made or a skull, conic me a daring August Derek Shilama, oh, Vishi Anias, August be actually Aber Leg or Rouse a Kuratorish, because Eric Mavahar Lomagoni lay. Now we're at the grave of Sister Raphael Devlin. Sister Raphael Devlin taught my grandmother. And my grandmother was born in 1883, so it was around 1890s or so that they were going to school in Dingle, and she was a great follower of Michael Dwyer, and my grandmother would always be talking about Michael Dwyer and how they were influenced, and I see her name was Devlin, and of course Anne Devlin and Michael Dwyer had a connection, as well as Sarah Curran and the 1798 and Robert Emmett and all those. So it's just an eye-opener to me now that that was the thing. But she always used to say to my grandmother, because they were very, very poor, they were only the daughters of fishermen, she would say, act well your part, and that's where all the honour lies. It doesn't matter if you came from a wealthy family or a poor family, it was what was in your own mind and body and bones that were important. And I see here she died in 1937, but she had a great respect by the people of Dingle for Mother Raphael. They called her Mother Raphael because she was a lady of great age when she died.
Yeah, remarkable stuff there. It's a remarkable story of the Presentation Sisters in Dingle, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Jerry. That recording was taken outdoors, and Jerry O'Coran, Rubishair, Shrod and Doreen, so he would have been very familiar with the sisters, and his family would have known them all very well. And the last sister, Sister de Sales, she was buried in the Sorelig Maná Rialta Sedangan. Couple of Lino Hin, just couple of Bugon, Lino Hin. And it just crossed my mind that if I came across Jerry again, that I would ask him to tell me their stories. And so I did, Erla and Rolin, Vulme Eirish, and he agreed. So we made the recording, and it has become a documentary.
Yeah, yeah, incredible stuff. Look, there's 75 sisters who are buried. They're the first of whom was heard in 1832. So it tells a story of education, involvement in the community in Dingle for many years.
Yes, it does. It tells the unique story of those women who came to Dingle. They would have come originally in 1829, and they were, I suppose, of enormous influence on the lives of Dingle generally, but of young women particularly. And that comes through very well in the stories Jerry O'Coran recounted.
Yeah, it's a story, I suppose, of a time that's gone. Mary, really, we saw it in Kenmare with the leaving of the Poor Clare nuns, the presentations who are still involved, but just the numbers are down, and it's an era of passing history, really, the devotion and dedication that they had.
It is an era of passing history, and I suppose for that reason I have loved taking the stories and, I suppose, cherishing them and bringing them into a documentary such as this. But in Dingle, the convent, through An Tathair Páirc Ó Fianachta, passed into the management of a group of people who have now run at the present time on D-shirt, and it's a centre for spirituality, and it's very much part and parcel of life in Dingle for people locally and for na cuairteoirí bheag teacht isteach freisin, you know, the tourists who come and go.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. Well, listen, Mary, it's going to be going out tomorrow morning, starting at 9 o'clock, 9 till 10. Well done on it, and we're looking forward to listening. Thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning.
Gurv Mílamh Agat,
Jerry. That's Mary Carrig-Lavery there behind the documentary. Dina Ladia, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, St. Patrick's Day.